If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Haircut.
I was going to say, that's a good barbershop quartet there.
You know those guys, right? They are your barbers. Your personal barbers. That's Frank. That's John over there. That's Joey over there.
That's, yeah, okay. I don't know who the group is, but good barbershop harmony.
It doesn't matter. You get your money back. I just came back from New York City. In New York City, what do you think I was doing there?
Well, you were talking about pets, I'm sure.
Yes. So one thing that I was honored to do, I did this a couple of years ago as well. I spoke to the New York Veterinary Medical Association, talked about animal behavior. So, yes, you're right about that. But I did, aside from shopping with my wife and aside from seeing a Broadway show.
What'd you see?
Come From Away.
Yeah, did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Okay. It was inspirational, and it demonstrated that's the show where all the airplanes on 9/11, of which there were hundreds, I think, with thousands of people that half matched the population of the town they were in. So the town population was, I think, around 15,000. There were 7,000 people from around the world. And the part that I liked, it included some dogs and cats. And because they're sometimes on airplanes.
I sat next to a woman with a small dog last time we flew, as a matter of fact. Yes. She was very nice. It was a little carry-on bag. And the first thing she said to us was, I hope you're not allergic to dogs. Please let me know. And we said no. So it was fine.
And had you been allergic, by the way, I mean, it's nice of her to ask.
She was very pleasant.
But the dander does not fly off and attack people. You actually have to pet the dog to be infected.
Yeah, what's more, as I say, you know, the dog was in a carry-on case.
Yeah,
of course. One of those soft cases that they have for animals these days. So it was fine.
So the show is about all of these people from all around the world who settled in for a couple of days into this one town. At first, they had no idea why they landed. They didn't know 9/11 had occurred. So why they had landed in Canada, because for none of these folks, that was their destination. And actually, the townspeople spent their own time, their own money, to make sure that everyone was as comfortable as possible.
That was one of the human interest stories that came out of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to know that they've turned it into a program.
Oh, it was a award-winning musical, a Tony Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw the show. But the other thing that I had the opportunity to do was introduce a movie at the Lincoln Center.
Wow, the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts?
Uh-huh. And the movie was about a kitten with a disease. I mean, who would have ever thought? So these young filmmakers called me some time ago, and they said, my kitten died of feline infectious peritonitis. And, you know, it's a very sad, sad thing. I'm on the board of an organization that raises money for cat health studies called the Wynn Feline Foundation. They wanted to make a movie, and they wanted the funds to go to the Wynn Feline Foundation, who is actually, we are very, very much, invested in finding a way to cure or at least treat this disease. And they knew that, having done homework online. And they said, we'd like to do a fundraiser or two or three or four for you. So this was the first at the Lincoln Center. It was so cool. And I will be here and there around the country, rest of this year, more likely 2018, introducing a film called Aries. I'll blog about that later today or tomorrow at stevedale.tv. Mr. Schwani, you will be back at 7 o'clock?
Definitely.
That's just around the corner. Thank you, sir.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World. You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
I read a couple of, what was it, yesterday, actually, and Mr. Schwani had a, it was in your news report, and thank you, sir, for including it in your news report. South Suburban Humane Society rescuing nearly 50 dogs from a hoarding and breeding operation in Piatone. What kind of operation was that? That's what the Chicago Tribune said about it. It probably was a hoarder, maybe a puppy mill. We will find out, but more importantly, find out the fate of those dogs in about 10 minutes or so. An organization that I am hugely a fan of. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to speak at their big fundraiser. And again, we'll have that opportunity coming up just around the corner on November 11th at the Crystal Lake Country Club for the Assisi Animal Foundation. This is the largest and only and oldest established no-kill facility up in that part of the world. They, again, are in Crystal Lake. And Lee Linklater is on the phone. Lee, good morning, and thank you for getting up with us.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. I've got buttons here, and I'm pushing the wrong ones. But for years, people have been telling me I've been pushing the wrong buttons. So that's a whole other thing. So tell me about the Assisi Animal Foundation. And here's why, one of the many reasons why I want you on the air this morning, and you're on the air. It's because, you know, there are wonderful animal shelters and rescue organizations all around the Chicago area. And at times, I feel those in the heart of the city, and I understand why, and I'm guilty of this myself, I'm sure, get most of the attention. But there you are up in Crystal Lake doing the same kind of work everyone else is doing and maybe don't get enough attention. And by attention at the end of the day, with that comes money to allow you to do the work that you need to do. So tell me about the Assisi Animal Foundation.
Well, we have the honor of being the first organization to actually build a brick-and-mortar no-kill shelter up here. We are celebrating our 29th year, so we're pretty well established. We will be celebrating, this is coming Saturday, with our big, well, annual dinner dance benefit with all kinds of goodies. But since it's Veterans Day, we are also saluting those men and women who have served us so very valiantly in so many ways. So we're doing a double celebration. It's a celebration and a salute. The event will be at the Crystal Lake Country Club, starting at 6:30, dinner, dancing, and of course, the highlight of the evening will be your speaking with us. And I'm so glad you're available to do that. It's going to be a great, great treat seeing you again.
Well, you know, I'd argue with you. I don't think I'm the highlight. If veterans are going to be there, they're clearly the highlight. And, you know, having a companion animal is good for all of us. Science has demonstrated that. I think in part that's what I talked about a couple of years ago. So, I mean, we know that is the case. That's not my opinion. It truly is. It's a fact. If you have a dog or a cat, it's better for your health. If you're a veteran, we have two sort of buckets that we could put these pets in. One is an animal that truly, like all of us, is good for your health. But somehow there's a connection that sometimes is tighter. It's stronger. It's more demonstrative than for others who have a pet. The second category is altogether a service dog that make life worth living in some cases. We know that the number of suicides for veterans is off the map. It is more than 10 times what it is for the general public. It's inexcusable that that is the case, but that is the case in America. It's wrong. But we also know that if they happen to have a service dog, that level of suicide drops to what it is for the general public. And there are so many other benefits, including the fact that some of those folks are on many medications, With a dog, they are oftentimes off all the medications or at least have lower dosages, which saves all of us money.
Exactly.
And it's, of course, most importantly, beneficial for them. The list of reasons go on and on and on. So I'm thrilled, and I suspect the same reason you're celebrating the veterans are the kinds of things I just spoke about.
Exactly that. And the other thing that I'm very proud of is the fact that when we came out here, we introduced animal-assisted therapy. It hadn't even been heard of.
Really?
The shelter wasn't even built yet. It wasn't finished. And we started taking our animals out who were, you know, correctly trained and ready for the work and visiting the elderly. So we are still doing that today. We've been doing it for 29 years, believing very firmly in this human-animal bond, the value of the human-animal bond thing. So we're proud to be able to offer that program, and you're exactly right. These vets that are coming in, many of whom have had experience, beneficial experience, because of their pets, their service dogs, those animals can be lifesavers.
Well, check out Fear-Free Healthy Pets, and you will sort of get a glimpse into what I'll be talking about for all of you. But even if you can't make it out there November 11th, this is a great thing. You know, it's a group of veterinarians that got together and said, we need to do better for our pets. There's fear, anxiety, and stress that so many pets feel when they go to the veterinarian, and in some cases just feel living day to day. Well, it all begins in homes. So veterinarians and veterinary technicians are, hooray, doing something about it. Good for them. That's wonderful. I am on board. In fact, next Sunday, the group is coming to the Chicago area. I'm speaking as I speak for them periodically, and I'm honored to be any small part of that. But it all begins in your home. If you have a dog or a cat, check out the website. Lots more information there. And for those of you who will be there November 11th, I will offer that information in detail. Tell us again about the benefit.
The benefit is dinner, dancing, next Saturday at the Crystal Lake Country Club. Please join us. It'll be a wonderful evening. Call for reservation of tickets. They are not available at the door. So please jot the number down, 815-455-9411. I'll repeat that, 815-455-9411. Tickets are $70. We hope to see you. I am so looking forward to seeing you again, Steve, and hearing about this program. This sounds like great news, getting your pets ready at home.
I hear a few of yours in the background that sound hungry. So I'll let you go feed them. Thank you very much, Lee. I'll see you on November 11th.
Wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, you heard about that hoarding story, I believe, right? We are going to hear more about that, all the details, including, well, what kind of person does this? But most importantly, what's going to happen to the animals? That's next. Hey, I have some news for you about this hoarding situation or whatever it was. We'll find out that's been in the news next. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet safe and active. Interested in pet adoption? Yay! Dog Patch has placed over 400 rescue dogs last year, and they have new shelter and rescue animals coming in all the time. Cats on occasion, too. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com on Facebook. They are Dog Patch Pet and Feed. Visit them. 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Wild, crazy bird seed on sale for the entire month of November. So stop in and stock up and save. Emily Kleem, we've had on the show many times before. We've adopted dogs out in the morning with Steve Cochran on occasion. And Emily, welcome to WGN Radio. As always, I was in New York City. As I know you know, I am on my way back and I read about the fact that you apparently have 50 dogs that you didn't plan previously on getting. What happened?
Hi, Steve. Thanks. Yeah, we The story, briefly, the story starts a week ago when we were called out by the Will County Land Use Department to rescue 13 dogs from a home. The female homeowner had needed medical attention, and when the paramedics arrived on the scene and they saw the condition of the house, they escalated the situation, and then we ended up getting the call to come and take the dogs. We weren't allowed access to the house that first time we were out there, so we really didn't know what was going on inside or how many dogs were inside. So we had 13, which is still a lot to take in on a regular shelter day. And then on Friday, we got a call from Will County again that there were more dogs inside the house and could we come this time. So we went out there, and what we found inside the house was very horrifying, to say the least. So what I really think was going on was that it was a hoarding situation, which we know is a recognized mental health disorder. But then on top of that, they were breeding and selling. So it was sort of like a backyard breeder situation with hoarding. So inside the house were 34 more dogs, so bringing our total to 47 dogs that we pulled out of one house and brought into the shelter.
So a couple questions for you. So before I want to talk about the dogs, but what happened to this person or these people that were hoarding and then breeding dogs? Were they ultimately arrested, or what was the, do you have any idea?
Yeah, what we know is that he voluntarily signed all the dogs over to us, and what's happening to him from there is out of our hands, unfortunately. They did deem the house uninhabitable, so he
can't, at
a minimum, he can't live there anymore. It was very bad. There was no running water. There was a broken window on the second floor, so all the elements were inside the home. It was, I mean, let alone dogs shouldn't be living there, but humans shouldn't have been living there either. It was awful. Of course, we'd like him to face some sort of charges for the breeding operation, but again, you know how shelters' hands are tied as far as that goes.
Well, and it's up to law enforcement, and then it's up to the courts to pursue and prosecute. But that's
right. That
we could talk about another time. My next question is, what kind of condition are the dogs in?
Yeah, it really ranges. There were some young puppies, so of course, you know, they haven't had enough time to really be damaged by the situation. But then there are just so many senior dogs who are obviously used for breeding, used and abused for breeding. So we've got Yorkies that have had their jaws just completely disintegrated from no dental care. We have a blind Shih Tzu who's probably going to need an eye removal. We have two dogs that are paralyzed, possibly genetically, but, you know, we're really not sure. So working on that. All of them, you know, just had horrible hair loss and skin issues and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we're tight on time here. How do you pay for the medical care for all these dogs?
It's donations. We were lucky to get some media yesterday, and just reaching out to people who care about dogs, to people who don't want to see dogs treated this way, to donate to us to help us care for them. It's southsuburbanhumane.org. We have an easy way to donate. We also have a wish list if people want to bring us items instead.
Okay, and that's on your website, I assume?
Yep, everything's on the website.
Southsuburbanhumane.org. Any of these dogs going to be adopted out, particularly the puppies, in the next week or two or three?
Yeah, we're hoping that the younger dogs and the more social adults in about 2 weeks, so the weekend of November 17th, 18th, hopefully. And then the rest we're looking at early December. It just sort of depends on their progress. But, you know, all will be adoptable at some point. We just need to get them there.
All right. Emily Kleem, South Suburban Humane, thank you so much, and thank you for the amazing work you do. You're a superstar in Chicago. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve. Back to you. I feel that way about you.
No, thank you. She truly is, and so is that organization.